He was a rodeo remnant, a has-been cowboy, a leftover 8-second star. He busted Bronx in the Western Circuit till one busted him hard. Now he's pitching hay, cleaning stalls, anything just to make some dough. Drinking away his pain, following the only roads he knows.
She once loved the cowboy who drove in the night, chasing a restless man's dream. Her heart never healed over 20-some years, and never will, so it seems. She's still tending the bar down at Eli's, but she spends most of her time home alone. But once in a while, she's been known to take another cowboy home. Now the rodeo's back in town, and that dark feeling has come around. She knows it'd be a long shift down at Eli's tonight.
Well, it's quiet now out by the trailers as he pulls his good boots on. All the young studs and the half-crippled bull riders, they're already gone. It takes him longer, his stiff joints fighting. He pulls a sleeve down over some scars, dressing up just enough to knock a few back at the nearest bar.
Well, at the bar, jukebox is blasting, girls are dancing, stomping their boots on the ground. The sick kid riders are buying beers for the ladies, and she's pouring everyone another round. And she curses like a devil when some drunk cowboy spills his pitcher on the floor. After all these years, she doesn't want to work at Eli's anymore.
And he swears to himself, not too much whiskey this time, as he walks in the door. But he knows he'll likely be a late one at Eli's tonight. Well, he's looking at the floor while he fumbles for some cash when she asks,
"What's your drinking, hombre?"
When he looks up, their eyes lock, and the whole damn bar just fades away. In the noisy silence, two worn-down victims stare at each other in this watering hole. They're both surprised to find they still have a shred of their long-lost souls.
She pours him 3 fingers, asks about his buckle,
a trophy from his glory days. He tells her his stories about his traveling life and vagabond ways. How he wishes it were different, he just like to slow down.
She touches his hand and smiles. This one's on me, she says, praying that he'll stay for a while.
Now the rodeo's back in town, but her dark feelings can't be found. And she won't be going home alone from Eli's tonight. No, they won't be going home alone from Eli's tonight.